flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I don't know, BT. Even now I'm thinking about it. I'm reading some stuff and I'm like, eh.
Nothing.
I get the idea that, like, having Pete back, in theory, it doesn't make the Mets weaker as a team. So why aren't I as excited? I'm frustrated that it's gotten to this point, and I just don't believe in Pete, his, I don't know, I don't want to say his makeup, but I guess that's a big part of it. And going through these struggles, put yourself in his shoes, right? Forget the numbers where, okay, yeah, we project the power and all that stuff. Put yourself in his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw what happened the last 2 years. You turned down a lot of money. You went and bet on yourself. You lost. You got the super agent. You lost. You embarrassed yourself. And now nobody wants you. And that is not like hyperbole. Nobody wants Pete Alonso. How is that even possible? I don't get it. If he's that good and hits 35 homers in his sleep every year, how does nobody want, like, there's nobody in baseball that has any interest in Pete Alonso to the level of, I mean, the Yankees needed the first baseman, and if Pete's going to sign a value deal, why not go get Pete Alonso instead of Paul Goldschmidt? Goldschmidt's better, Christian Walker, these are all better options than Pete Alonso, and yet the Mets should be so happy to have him back. But anyway, put yourself in Pete's shoes. All that going on, and you feel forced basically to one spot to the team that's paying almost everybody else but you, you'd feel like you're gonna perform your best for them?
Well, I feel a little hurt. I'll be honest with you. I told you that. I've always embraced that.
And don't you think that affects your performance?
I think it could. Now, what I don't know, the two variables, number one, I don't know how much Pete loves being a New York Met. We can guess, but we don't truly know. And we don't know how much he truly, and his wife, who apparently didn't want to go to Toronto, how much they truly love living in the Northeast, specifically New York. Mm-hmm. I don't know those answers. If those are strong checkpoints, like he loves being a Met, and in his mind, he has thought about being an all-time Met, like Met fans have called us, and the benchmarks, and the 500 bombs, and the first, maybe the greatest Met position player of all, which I think is nuts. I think it's David Wright, whatever, but not to sidetrack. Maybe even others, but I don't think he's that guy. But if he does, I respect that. And if he aspires to be that guy, I respect that. Now, has that aspiration been diluted because he feels like the team hasn't treated him well? Like this reciprocation hasn't been there? I don't know. These are things that if I did know, I would have a much clearer indication where his headspace would be if and when this thing comes to fruition a couple of years and he's back with the Mets 2-3 years. I just believe that the man's a pro, and I believe that he's good enough to elevate this team. He's not great. He's not terrible. What he does well, he does very well.
He didn't elevate them a year ago.
Yeah, if he doesn't hit that home run, they're home. If he doesn't hit the home run, they're not even playing
in
the Phillies or the Dodgers.
Season. I'm not talking about the postseason.
I understand
season.
That, but if he doesn't hit that home run, you're not playing the Phillies, you're not playing the Dodgers.
Right. I mean,
I get it, though. Hey,
well, maybe if he hit more home runs, then they wouldn't be playing the Brewers. They would have had the bye and won the division.
Okay, like, but how would he have 34 home runs last year in 88, 89? Or what if he wasn't on the team and his replacement had, I don't know, I'm just throwing it out, 13 home runs and 66 RBIs? Maybe the Mets are on a playoff team. Yeah. Like, the Mets didn't win 101 games last year.
And by the way, if Pete really wanted to be in New York and his wife loves the Northeast and all that stuff, well, then why did he turn down the mega contract that they offered him a couple years ago?
I can't fault them for that, Sal.
That was on par with the top.
I can't fault them for that.
It was
though.
On par with the top first baseman in the sport.
I can't fault them for that because he was 26, 27.
Yeah, but if you really want to be somewhere, like, I'll tell you right now, I'd take less money to stay in New York. Fact. Like, because I love it here, right? I want to be on the fan. So I personally would take less money to be in New York.
I understand that part.
And if I offered a deal to give security and all that stuff, yeah, sure. Leaving some money on the table to potentially further
my
career.
So would I with certain things.
Maybe
with certain
stupid.
Things.
Yeah, okay, right, certain things. He had that opportunity. He wanted to max. I'm not knocking him for it.
No.
I'm just saying, like, the idea that he loved New York and loved the Mets, I think that's bullcrap.
Yeah, but hold on a sec, Sal. I've had negotiations here where I've had an offer, and I don't sign the first thing. Of course, I'd like it to get done. I'd like to stay here. I want to remain on FAM. But you know, you go back and you do a few things,
well, sure,
and maybe you have a little. Well, I mean, again, it's not money like that.
Yeah,
so,
but I'm sure it wasn't the first offer either. It was probably a.
Well, I mean, all I'm saying is I don't begrudge somebody for going through the process of free agency.
Right.
Okay, that's what you work for.
Understood. Me neither. But then don't tell me that he cared about being in New York and wanted to be a Met.
Well,
an opportunity to have a long-term deal.
Yeah, but I think you're selling it short. Two things could be true. He can want to remain with the Mets while simultaneously see what his fair market value is. Now, he miscalculated the market.
Significantly.
And he's going to pay dearly for it. But that doesn't mean that we should look differently or frown upon his decision back then. Now it looks ill-timed and poorly planned because he didn't play as well and he lost himself basically $60 million, $70 million.
Well, but he had a chance for some security, long-term commitment, a big bag of the $170 million or whatever, and he said he'd rather test the free agent market, which is fine. He's allowed to do that. But then that, to me, that is prioritizing remaining with the Mets. Aaron Judge would have signed with the Yankees before hitting the open market if they offered him a deal that he thought was fair. They lowballed him. I said it at the time, so I guarantee you Judge felt like, what the hell is this? They are lowballing. He bet on himself. He won big. He had bigger and better offers from the Yankees. He turned them down to stay here. This is a totally different situation. Judge was proven to want New York more than the most money, whereas Pete Alonso, I don't think that that's the case. I don't think he has any other options, and he had his best chance to remain a Met if that was something that was important to him. You know, David Wright did it. He didn't hit free agency. He didn't need to go elsewhere. He took the deal that he wanted to be here.
I mean, Birdie almost left. So Birdie didn't love being a Yankee. He almost went to the Red Sox. I mean, so Birdie Williams didn't like. He was drafted by the Yankees, came
right,
up at the age
fine.
Of 16, 17 years of age. He still went out there and was out there from a business perspective.
You're allowed to do that.
Sure.
But then don't tell me that you want to be a long time, in Bernie's case, Yankee, or in Pete's case, a long time. Like, you may want to be here, but really what you prioritize is money, which is fine. You're allowed to do that. I'm not knocking him, but I don't want to hear now, oh, well, Pete really wants to be a Met. That's his priority. Only wanted to be a Met. I'm not buying that.
I guess I don't care about that as much anymore. We're here.
Fans do, though.
I know that. I
mean,
I get
Aaron Glenn hire because he's a Jet.
No. That's not true.
One of the main reasons.
Well, it's a little more appealing because he played for Bill Parcells here and he was part of the culture, but he also played for Shaw. Like,
Jets fans.
I mean, if the Jets hired Keyshawn Johnson, I wouldn't be excited.
Right.
I mean, Eric Glenn's just a good coach.
Right.
See, the bottom line, or I think he's going to be a good coach here, and he has been a good coach thus far. The thing is, it's early February. Pete Alonso is still out there. And he cost himself $70, $80, $90 million. That's fine. The Mets are going to get him on 65 cents on the dollar. The Mets, with Pete Alonso, are a team that I think can mess around and win 90 games. If they don't get Pete Alonso and they don't do something else like a Bregman, and they won't, I think it's just a very different team. I really do. I think they're significantly weakened.
Anthony's calling from Bohemia. What's up, man?
What's going on, guys? Love the show. I'm driving, so I'm going to make it quick. I think if you go into the season with Brandon Nimmo as your four-hitter, you're kind of punting the season because I don't see Brandon Nimmo as my four-hitter. I'm sorry. I don't think you sign a generational talent like Juan Soto got Brandon Nimmohead behind him. Also, you think we have a budding superstar in Vientos, and I love Vientos. So, classic Met move is now let's move him to first base. I don't know. I think you're asking a lot from Vientos to try to move him around. I'd love to see Mauricio play, maybe get into the bat. I mean, I think without Alonso, I don't see the Mets really, you know, I'm a Met fan. I don't see the Mets winning 85 games without Alonso. I'm going to hang up like you listen.
Well, 85 without Alonso, and thank you for the call. I mean, I just think you're overvaluing Pete Alonso. I don't think he makes that much of a difference. As a matter of fact, it's not even my opinion. It is factual based on last year, where Pete Alonso had a minimal impact on the Mets team. And you could list, and we did many times throughout the course of the season, you could look at some of the numbers, WAR, all that stuff, where Pete Alonso ranked. Nobody's talking about Iglesias. He was way more impactful to the Mets a year ago. So if they can move on from him, who was more impactful than Pete Alonso was a year ago, then I think they can move on from Pete, especially when you're talking about the addition of Soto and what they did to the bullpen and win 85 games. If they don't win 85 games as currently constructed right now without Pete, it would be a massive disappointment.
Let me ask you a question. Forget about the money and forget about just for a moment everything that we've really thrown around. And there's really four or five items here. So it does get complex and convoluted, though it always it's interesting with Pete because it's just very unique here. But forget about all that for a minute.
Yeah.
Do you think it's more likely Pete hits 40 home runs or 25 next year? I think it's 40.
I mean,
and if the answer is yes, then just get the damn deal done.
Yeah, I guess, but it's more. There's more to it than just the numbers. That's my issue. I think that there's a lot more to it. I don't want to go through I'm exhausted from talking about Pete Alonso for years. I'm tired of it. I'd like a resolution, meaning either sign him for the next 5 years and we know this is going to be it, or just move on. And I think we've all gotten to a point where, I shouldn't say we've all gotten to a point. I have gotten to a point where I was ready to move on. The Mets were ready to move on. I was ready to move on. That's it. And now it seems like it's last ditch effort.
But you know why? Because the market has changed advantageously for the Mets.
I get it, but he's got no other options. I don't think he...
I agree. But it's an advantage Mets. 65 cents on the dollar.
I don't want him under those circumstances. Would you want to date the girl who comes back to you after you tried to get her? You tried to date her. She said, no. And then she finds out all the other people that she wanted to date turned her down. She comes back to you and says, yeah, I'll take you to the dance. I'm sorry. I don't want it.
I don't want that either. But, okay, do I really love her?
No.
I mean, well, no.
No.
What?
You don't.
I mean,
really
if I really love her, again, I prefer not to have to jump through hoops like that, like the ninth option.
Let me ask you, do you think the Mets really love Pete?
I don't. I think the Mets like Pete. I know they don't love him.
Okay.
I think the Mets want to date him. I know they don't want to marry him because if they did, this would be done. It doesn't mean a 2 or 3 year union can't be beneficial to both sides. That's all I'm saying. So you just said before, Sal, either a 5 year deal or let him go.
Yeah.
But the answer really is in between, because to let him go, from my opinion, to let him go is irresponsible for the Mets. You get Soto, you have a chance to be better. Now you let Pete walk out. Okay, so I don't want to do that. And I don't want to give him 5 years for all the reasons I said for 2 years. 5 years too many, not going to age great, don't love him as a player, too deficient, boom. So I'm not going 5 years. I don't want to go no years. But if I could go 2 or 3 years, it satisfies everything.
Yeah. Except you're bringing him back under less than ideal circumstances. And we saw this last year, Pete in his walk year.
Man, you're giving him no... I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'm certainly not trying to do it. But you make it seem like he's a mental midget. Like
no.
He can't plow through and prove that...
He didn't. 2 years ago, he didn't do it.
He's got 34 home runs, most on the team.
This is going to be a worse circumstance than the last 2 years.
You don't know that.
It is because he's coming back under circumstances where he's not going to be happy.
With a better team, though. And that's why I think the baseball aspect could... At least when he's on the field, you know, for 9 innings, even if he's pissed off the Mets or the situation or both, I think he's going to sack up and do his job.
Yeah, he's coming back.
I do.
Yeah, hat in hand, tail between the legs.
All right.
Yeah.
Hit 8 home runs in April. Everybody loves you again. Player of the month.
I think fans are going to. I think I'm in the minority here. I don't care. It's how I feel.
Yeah, I get it.
Fans are going to love him. They want Pete. I mean, they want Pete 6 years. You know,
I disagree with that. They don't want 6 years.
Yeah, we have Met fans calling us saying that he's better than Soto. I mean, come on. What are you talking about?
When?
Well, 2 weeks ago. People were calling saying that they'd rather have Alonso than Soto, whatever it was, a guy. guy called. Like,
well, I mean, that's just sheer idiocy and lunacy. But I mean, most Met fans want him for a couple.
Yeah, Met fans love him because he's homegrown.
And because
all that
he
stuff.
Hits home runs.
Okay, well, he hit only 34 last year. He hit 53 his first year. He's declined ever since. I mean, I'm poking holes not only in his mentality, him as a player who's also getting older. Like, there's many reasons to why I'm at where I'm at with this. If at least they brought him back under different circumstances, I could say, well, he's going to be happy, he's got security, and he gets Soto in the lineup. Let's see what Pete can do now that maybe that pressure is off of him, that burden of trying to play for contracts off. No, that's going to be back, and you're talking about two declining years as well, so I have my concerns about it.
I'm not a big car guy. Yeah. I know your dad was. Yeah. And you had a, what was the car that you drove when you were young?
Corvette.
That is amazing. What year was it?
84 Corvette.
Oh, it was the 84 Corvette. That is amazing. I had like, what did I have? Yeah. I had an 80 something Chevy Cavalier white. Oh my God, with the Benzy box. What a disaster. Anyway, I've never been a big car guy. Like some guys that I grew up with, they had like the Lamborghini or the Porsche on their walls like in the 80s and 90s.
Me neither.
That was, I had sports. Right. I had, you know, Kathy Ireland, stuff like that. Okay, so, but if I went into not just like a dealer, but like some sort of where they had old vintage cars, and I'm like, and I was a car person, I'm like, all right, I don't necessarily need this 1999 Lamborghini that is in pristine shape. I can't really justify the cost, and I walk out. And I walk back in 3 months later, and it's still on the lot. And it's not a 2025 Lamborghini, okay? But it's a 99 with the low miles, and the price just dropped $110,000. And I'm like, all right, now I can justify it. That's Pete.
Would you rather have Pete Alonso or Paul Goldschmidt?
For the Yankees or for the Mets?
For the Yankees.
Goldschmidt.
Why?
Because I want 1 year and that's it. Number one's better.
Yeah, but you might get
he's
that
better
with Pete
fielder.
Anyway. You don't know. You could have maybe gotten Pete for 1 year, a little more money, but you get Pete. He's got
I think Goldschmidt's
power.
A better baseball player. Now, by the
so
way.
So why are you forcing Pete on me?
You know, I'm going to take that back. Yeah. I actually answered too quickly. The Mets with Goldschmidt for 1 year in 2025 or the Mets with Pete for one. I think you'd be a better baseball team with Goldschmidt. I answered that too quickly. I just never wanted Pete for the Yankees. You know that. I've always said that.
Well, that's why I'm.
The 1 year, because I can't not factor in contracts. Goldschmidt, 1 year, 12 and a half. Pete's going to be 3 years, 70. And I don't think Goldschmidt's batting fourth either, in all probability. He's probably batting sixth.
Right.
So it's not apples to apples, but I did answer that fast. I think Goldschmidt's a better baseball player.